I'm joined by Rachel Syme, who's the principal of Oak Hill Primary School in Feltham. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Hello, Emily.
Now, your lovely students usually walk to the Feltham War Memorial on November the 11th to mark Remembrance Day. They've got a different plan this year because obviously you can't do that because of coronavirus. What have they decided to do instead?
Yes. So what we would usually do, and we've done for the last 5 years, is take a small trip to the Feltham War Memorial and lay our Oak Hill Academy poppy wreath. Because we can't do that because of the lockdown, the pupils came to me and asked if they could still do that by mocking it up in the hall. So what the pupils have done is they've made a 3D model of the Feltham War Memorial out of cardboard, and we are going to video the ceremony and have a whole school assembly, and the children are going to read poems, and we're going to lay our wreath on the cardboard Feltham Memorial on later today for our whole school assembly.
How industrious. That's brilliant. So how long has it taken to create this war memorial? Because obviously it's not a small structure.
No, it's a bit taller than me, and I'm 5'4", so it's a bit taller than me.
Oh my goodness.
And they've worked on it with some teaching assistants who are very artistic and very creative here at school. And this will be something we have that we can use in our school reception area year on year now. So I'm quite happy that they've created it. So we are going to get the children together and live stream it to all of the classrooms via a Google Hangout assembly.
Wow, the joys of technology. So you can all be there together, but not having to worry about social distancing. That's so clever.
That's right. Socially distancing assemblies are the way forward at the moment. So live stream most assemblies. And Remembrance Day, Armistice Day celebration today is one of them.
And why is it so important for your pupils to still be able to mark Remembrance Day this year particularly?
So we've always commemorated Remembrance Day here at Oak Hill. We've always supported the British Legion Poppy Day, and we've raised money for their charity by buying poppies. Unfortunately, we've not been able to sell poppies in school this year. So we have donations on our school payments page if parents want to donate. It's important for a whole host of reasons. Firstly, it's important to me. I have a good experiences, very positive experiences as a child of doing similar stuff and selling poppies and attending remembrance ceremonies. I feel it's important on a national curriculum level because it's part of history and it's a chance for pupils to understand that 100 years ago these war memorials were created. So my assembly this morning is going to talk about the history of how a war memorial came to take place and why we have one in the Feltham High Street, and that way when the children walk home they can walk past it and they can take more notice of it in the future and read the names of those who lost their lives. So children will learn a lot historically. They will also take part in this, the whole school will take part in this remembrance service in and think about having respect for others. So those who gave up their lives and this is a British value really, to understand that it's important to have respect. And so we're role modelling and teaching children the importance of that aspect, which comes under our spiritual, moral, social and cultural lessons here at Oak Hill.
Well, it sounds like a really fascinating, very poignant and memorable morning that's going to be taking place at Oak Hill. I wish you the very best for it, and I can't wait to see what happens when we see some of the social media footage a bit later on today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.